this is the third largest city of the state. That's a terrible position to place the third largest city of the state not to have a library system open for its 150,000 residents.
But that's exactly what happened to the northern New Jersey city of Paterson. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Paterson Mayor Frank X. Graves says the library system was forced to shut down December 10th.
Some of the branches were closed for 3 weeks, and the main library itself was closed for 15 days.
How did it happen that the city had to close its libraries?
The city of Paterson steered itself into a fiscal mess, and the past administration was looking for monies here and there to hold down costs because of a tremendous tax increase that they were going to impose upon the constituency. And one of the casualties of this problem, this fiscal crisis, was the library service. And they funded the library service so that it would only provide money for 9 months, and that the other 3 months was supposed to be based upon the sale of a picture.
But the sale of the painting fell through.
It was called Art in the Park, and it was assessed at $350,000. And a local group of taxpayers within this community took it to the court and said the city didn't have a right to sell a painting that was given by the former vice president of the United States to the city of Paterson, that it belonged to the library system and to the people and not to the politicians to make a decision. The court upheld the citizens' onslaught.
Then Mayor Graves launched a personal campaign to raise library funds.
I said, I'd like to head a fundraising drive, and I'll open up a bank account with you with $1,000 of my own money. I then called the leading department store in Paterson, Meyer Brothers. They gave me $10,000. I called United States Senator Frank Lautenberg. He gave me $5,000. So within 15 minutes, I had raised $16,000.
In all, Graves raised $86,000. Good, but not good enough to keep the Paterson library system running the whole year. With a new temporary budget in place at the beginning of the new year, the main library reopened on January 3rd. Most of the branches are still closed, and Mayor Frank Graves is faced with getting a permanent budget in place to keep Paterson's library system open for the full year.
Nobody ever enters a library coming out with less knowledge than when they went in. That everybody coming out of a library either has learned something to advance themselves while within the premises, or carries out under their arm something that will advance them.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.